Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Chief Minister Nipiryo reviewed the overall progress of the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival during a meeting with all head of departments held yesterday at Rhododendron Hall Police Complex, Chimukedima. Speaking at the meeting, Chief Minister Nipiryo gave suggestions for enhancing the venue's aesthetic appeal, food arrangements and other aspects of the Hornbill Festival preparations. He informed that all the inauguration of various projects will be held as scheduled. Earlier, he launched a commemorative coin on the 25th edition of Hornbill Festival, along with the Hornbill Festival booklet. Advisor to CM Abu Mehta highlighted the events scheduled for the Hornbill Festival. Deputy CM T.R. Zeliang addressed the condition of the national highway. He urged the concerned department to ensure that the road is pliable before the festival. Tourism Minister Temjan Imnalong gave an overview of the Tourism Hornbill Festival mobile application, which is to be launched shortly. Chief Secretary J. Alam gave an overview of various preparations going on for the Hornbill Festival. The Chief Secretary also asked the concerned officers to ensure safety of tourists. Health and Family Welfare Minister Paiwang Konyak visited the District Hospital Mon. Konyak said he is visiting the hospital to assess the shortcomings of the department on the issue of infrastructure and development work in the hospital. He said the state is facing shortages of medical doctors, especially the specialist doctors in the state, and informed that the government is doing their best to fill up the gap. The minister further said that he will oversee the food safety and drugs control in the district. In the Maharashtra Assembly elections, the BJP-led Mahayuti coalition comprising BJP, Shiv Sena and Nationalist Congress Party won 230 seats out of the total 288 seats. The BJP backed 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena won 57 and Ajit Pawar-led NCP secured 41 seats. Congress won 16 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar Group backed 10 seats. In Jharkhand, Mukti Morcha-led India Bloc retained power by securing 56 seats out of a total of 81 seats. The JMM won 30 seats while Congress won 16 seats. RJD won 4 seats and CPI Marxist-Leninist secured 2 seats. BJP won 21 seats. The India Alliance comprises JMM, Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 116th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, Prime Minister's Office and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Counting was held yesterday for by-elections to 2 Lok Sabha seats and 46 assembly seats in 13 states. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra won from the Wayanad parliamentary constituency of Kerala. Meanwhile, in Assam assembly by-poll, the NDA registered victories in all the 5 assembly seats. The BJP won 3 seats while its allies Assam Gana Parishad and United People's Party Liberal bagged 1 seat each. In Meghalaya, ruling NPP grabbed the lone Gambegre seat. In Rajasthan, ruling BJP won 5 out of 7 seats. In West Bengal, ruling Trinamool Congress won all the 6 seats. In Bihar, the ruling NDA has swept the by-polls in all the 4 assembly segments. In Punjab, out of 4 seats, ruling AAP clinched 3 while Congress bagged 1 seat. In Karnataka, ruling Congress won all the 3 seats. In Chhattisgarh, ruling BJP won the Raipur City South Assembly by-poll. The government will soon hold an all-party meeting today ahead of the winter session of Parliament. The meeting will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during session. The winter session will commence from Monday and will continue till 20th of December. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.